This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is Veterans Day, and this morning, Governor Deval Patrick addressed Massachusetts servicemen and women at the State House. He thanked them for their sacrifices, great and small.
Whether it's sacrificing the comfort of sleeping in your own bed at night or sacrificing the peace of mind that comes from driving through your own neighborhood instead of a red zone, or sacrificing your own personal safety for the liberties and freedoms that we all hold dear, we are blessed that those who do step forward.
With the nation involved in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, this Veterans Day, we wanted to hear from a vet who had recently served in one of those two wars. Former Navy Lieutenant Jonas Aiken served on the USS Enterprise in 2006 and on the ground in Iraq from 2008 to 2009. The Iraq War, of course, toppled Saddam Hussein's regime, but it also cost the lives of some 4,400 American servicemen and women and tens of thousands of Iraqis over the past 8 years. If all goes according to plan, by the end of this year, the U.S. will have withdrawn most of its troops from Iraq. Jonas Aikens is from Dover and is now a student at the Harvard Business School and a member of the students' veterans group Crimson Serves. And welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Jonas Aikens, tell us what Veterans Day means to you.
Your friends and your family will gather with you or take some time off from what they're doing. We can reflect on those who have gone before us and done some pretty extraordinary things. And I think it's partially a function of the small number of Americans who have served, not just in the military, but especially overseas. I think one of the things that we most want is normalcy when we come home. And I guess part of that is we appreciate being thanked for our service, but we appreciate being welcomed home even more.
Do you feel that that has happened in a significant way?
Very much so. I mean, I was an undergraduate at Harvard from 97 to 2001, and there was very little about the military here. It wasn't particularly positive or negative. It just wasn't here. And since I've been back from last September, the response from the university has been incredible, both in terms of recognizing the merits of military service and also in many ways recognizing the contributions of Harvard to the military.
Jonas, what motivated you to volunteer for military service?
I had a number of classmates from high school and college who had joined up, and we invaded Iraq in the spring of 2003, and I felt like my friends were going off to war without me, that this was the defining challenge of my generation, and I didn't want to miss out.
Jonas, will you tell me a little bit about your service in Iraq? What did you do? What did you see? What went on over there as far as you were concerned?
So I was the morning intelligence briefer for General Odierno, and every morning I would begin the meeting of General Odierno and his staff with an intelligence update that we would also share with our Iraqi counterparts over there. And I was working for General Legere, who is a Red Sox fan. And it was a pretty continuous production process where each morning we had to come up with a story that was compelling, not only for the general, but also for our Iraqi counterparts.
And your decision to leave the Navy and return to civilian life?
I think in the 6 years that I was on active duty, I had a transition of sorts. When we fought in World War II, we would fight to Berlin. We would fight to Tokyo Bay. But there is no Berlin in this conflict. And when I realized that and that there are other challenges to be faced, I realized that I could do 6 years on active duty, be proud of my service, and move on to other challenges.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean by there is no Berlin in this day and age?
I think that many of America's past conflicts have been conflicts based on possession of territory. So whether it was the Civil War or the First World War or the drive to Berlin, we were conquering territory. And now the terrain in question is hearts and minds of people around the world. And that's going to require a spectrum of responses from America that range from diplomacy to business interactions to military action to spreading education to health policy. It's so much bigger.
You know, as most U.S. troops are slated to come home from Iraq, and the conflict has been declared by the Obama administration to be pretty much over, what are your thoughts about the so-called end of the war? Do you think we've accomplished the mission after 8 years?
I don't think that the mission is necessarily going to be accomplished. It's going to be a question not of whether Iraq has been rebuilt, but whether Iraq is contributing to the stability of the region and, in many ways, the stability of the world.
And are you confident about that? Are you optimistic that Iraq will contribute to the stability of the region and the world?
I don't know if I'm optimistic or hopeful, but I have a good sense that we've had good people on the ground doing hard things for a long time. And while we may be shifting the tenor of our engagement, we will continue to have good people working hard to help the Iraqis towards maintaining sovereignty, stability, and their self-government.
Do you feel differently in any way about the war in Iraq than you did when you first signed up for military service? Has your thinking evolved about that?
I think my thinking has evolved, and really the thinking of much of the national security community has evolved, from this notion of gaining territory to how do you affect long-term relations with people with whom you may have been fighting weeks or months before. And that's not an easy transition, and it's not a transition that we always make successfully. But viewing former adversaries as future partners is crucial. And it's something that I've had to work on, that I think the administration and the national security community have had to work on, and something that the American people will probably have to work on moving forward.
Now, there's been a lot said, of course, and a lot written over the years about the start of the war, questions about the motivation behind the Bush administration's decision to invade Iraq. Knowing what we know now about, for example, the absence of weapons of mass destruction inside of Iraq, do you think it was a good idea for the U.S. to go to war in Iraq?
I'm not entirely comfortable answering that question because I wasn't there. I wasn't charged with the responsibility of the commander-in-chief. I didn't have access to the information that he did. And I think looking back on it, we've expended however many American and Iraqi and coalition partners' lives. And it's not really a question of whether we should have been there. It's a question of what we do now.
Well, Jonas Akins, let me ask you about that. What's next for you? What are you studying? What are you hoping to do next?
I'm hoping to become a high school teacher. I'll get an MBA, if all goes well, sometime in May. And then I'd like to teach history at the high school level.
Good for you. Former Lieutenant Jonas Akins served in Iraq with the U.S. Navy. Jonas, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Up next, it's The Week in Review. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.